The youth group members of Nashville's First Baptist Church are used to discussions on thorny issues facing teens, like dating, sex, and now science has been added to that list, namely how it can and does coexist with faith. WPLN's Natasha Sinyanovich reports.
Tim Wildsmith is not your typical Southern Baptist youth pastor.
You guys ready for Science of Faith?
Yeah.
We started this series last year. It was awesome.
The tattooed former musician wants to bridge what he sees as an artificial gap.
Historically, the church is trying to tend to draw this hard line between science and faith. It said, you either believe that God created everything and that science is totally fake or not. There's this kind of false opposition between the two.
Wildsmith says one major reason young people who live and breathe science and technology are leaving church nowadays is
because they wonder if what the church is offering them through faith is relevant to our current context in our culture.
So Wildsmith has a Vanderbilt Divinity School student with a physics degree spend several weeks discussing the importance of science and the Bible with the middle and high schoolers in the group. For their first activity, the kids are given statements like prayer can help heal sick people, or global warming is likely to cause major changes on Earth. They have to place them under categories such as science and faith agree or disagree, or scientists have varying views, and so on. That leads to an intense discussion between senior Justin Jordan Lake and another student on deferring to experts in scientific debates.
The second someone says, I have a degree in climate science, and I don't, that's where the conversation ends. That's where I sit there and I listen to them, and I don't talk about my opinion.
Jordan Lake says when he was little, he could have passed a lie detector test if the creation story was real. Not anymore. But he also says he's a stronger Christian now, precisely because he's not afraid to question what he's told.
There were things that I thought and believed, and as they kind of slowly unraveled, it wasn't like they unraveled to a place where I was an atheist. They unraveled to a place where I wanted to find out more.
18-year-old Shannon Pickerell also loves the class. The daughter of lawyers wishes these kinds of conversations and mediations were taking place not just in other churches, but in politics, too.
As soon as we get so polarized that we reject, not just reject the ideas of other people, but reject the people themselves, I mean, people from the church excluding scientists or vice versa or anything, I think that's when the danger comes in, because then we can't progress as a people, as an American society.
How did American society, one of the most technologically advanced in the world, get to the point where science is even considered controversial or partisan? Volney Gay, a professor of religious studies at Vanderbilt University, traces the rift in large part back to the 1920s. He says that's when U.S. politicians first began using science and evolution to fire up and unite voters who otherwise had little else in common.
It suited politicians and large-scale political parties to propose to their followers that their faith, their very personal, private faith, was under attack.
He says that exploiting that perceived threat of scientists trying to discredit faith intensified in the 1970s and 80s as religious fundamentalism was rising in America. But Gay is quick to point out there's no reason science and faith can't coexist. He says science is tentative, constantly changing. It can be wrong, while faith is immediate, powerful, more stable.
It's something I feel and know in my own experience. Ethics would be the same. When we have an ethical decision, we don't look for empirical support. We look inside.
Gay is impressed that the First Baptist Church is addressing head-on what he calls the science and religion debacle, especially when most young people have no problem reconciling the two. Indeed, Justin Jordan Lake, the high school senior, says scientific knowledge about something like the environment only adds to faith.
The amount of devotion that you put to praying and stuff, why would you not devote that to making God happy that you're taking care of what he created for you? You know, that's what I think. That's just what I've never really, it's never clicked in my mind.
That, says youth pastor Tim Wildsmith, is exactly the kind of thinking that the class is meant to inspire. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Natasha Sinyanovich.